So, Emil, seems to be like you all three are very romantic musicians.
Yes.
If you're watching the names of the pieces or the CDs, Seascapes or Falling Crystals, where is this romanticism coming from?
Well, for me, it's coming from some kind of longing to the nature and the fresh air and the springtime and the summertime. So when I compose music, I often compose the music in the autumn. I get inspired to compose then, and I think many of the compositions are made in an inspiration that comes from a longing to the nature and to the fresh air and the green grass and the forest.
But also melancholy, like autumn leaves.
yeah. But the melancholy is because it's some kind of longing for that. So often the inspiration comes in the dark periods of the year, and it's some kind of, well, maybe it's in the small way, it's the longing for the summer and for the nature, but it maybe in a bigger way it has something more that you're longing for some description of life or what you are doing, and but in the small thought, then it's the longing for nature.
And the one who is fulfilling everything mostly, it's your piano player,
yeah.
Thomas.
Yeah.
And you have such a special way to play that somebody could think it's a little bit like a dreaming.
That's a very nice way to put it. Yeah, maybe there is some dreaming side in my playing, and where would it come from then? Maybe it's the way of life that I have been living so far. I've been living in very many places and different countries, and maybe that makes me dream sometimes of, you know, and maybe also imagine things more when I'm not somewhere. I can at least imagine and dream of being somewhere, and maybe that could be then. And when you think of just the piano playing, maybe there's also those influences from different places that have affected my way of playing. That,
for example?
Well, for example, I was living 5 years in Sweden. That's where I met Emil and Max. And there, of course, I got touched to a lot of great Swedish musicians. Maybe the oldest hero is Jan Johansson, for example, that it was a very big influence for me in the beginning. But then all those other great pianists, such as Bobo Stenson, for example, or... well, I think from the ECM label, we would also find quite many that affected me in the beginning of my stay in Sweden. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I can also see it's the way you're playing the bass, Max. It's a little bit very, how to say, like singing, more like singing, and sometimes, of course, giving the pulse. In the bass, but also the way of a little bit the way of singing. Is this the idea you had, or almost speaking? I can remember in one piece in this concert, it's going a little bit near to rap, mm-hmm. singing rap.
Well, it's not that was the idea of my playing from the beginning, but I just noticed that when I started playing the bass, I sing along, or I make some more or less strange noises with my mouth while playing, and I've it's not the idea, but I don't disagree with it. So I just try to, because often it's when I'm in that special feeling you want to be, when you feel like you're in the groove or you're in the music, then this just happens. And for me, it's I mean, I don't think about it. I realize it if I think about it or if I hear it afterwards. But for me, I try to be as much in the music as possible. And then apparently I make all kinds of noises also with my mouth.
Okay, so both bass and piano producing a lot of energy.
Yeah.
Also in the quiet pieces, there's a lot because of singing.
Yeah.
Till the end of the more than the end of the note. So what's your role in between both?
Well, I have a dreaming pianist and a singing bass player. So then I just fly away with with them. So I see myself as I try to make different energy and different sound with the cymbals and the drums. So I think the trio, when we have played now for the last years, I think we more and more are getting together as being one. So I don't. If we should put one away, then the songs wouldn't be as I want them. So I think the three parts together makes the special thing and the fun to play with these guys.
But in the final end, you are like one, not three.
I'm one. So yeah, and the question. Sorry, I lost.
So the final question would be: you're one, not three persons, but finally one person playing together.
Yeah. Exactly. In the end, we are like one.
So now you're nominated already for the here in Germany for the Echo Jazz Prize. What was your reaction you heard about?
Well, I was very surprised and of course very, very happy for the nomination. And then I started to listen to the record and try to what is it they are hearing here? So, but then I think I play pretty good and it's like sounds and it's like small things that happening in the drums that makes pieces alive and we play very good together. So most of all, it's again like the trio is one, but then this time maybe they choose the drum section, maybe because also I'm the composer of many of the songs.
Or might be, coming back to the beginning of my interview, that you're giving the persons listening to your music the chance to flee the daily life.
Yeah, I hope I can manage to help people go into another inner world when they listen to our music. I really hope that would be fantastic if they manage to find their way into their inner fantasies or fly away. Yeah.